For Mainers looking to get away safely for part of this pandemic summer, camping has been the answer. Popular state campgrounds like Sebago Lake in southern Maine and Lemoyne near Acadia National Park are pretty full. But Erwin Gratz found there's plenty of weekday availability at several other state campgrounds and locations you might not expect.
Bradbury Mountain State Park is a popular southern Maine destination about a half hour's drive from Portland. It's family-friendly, with a short hike to a summit with spectacular views and other trails for biking or horseback riding. But just across Route 9 is the Bradbury Mountain State Campground. John Freitas and his wife Carmen are regular visitors.
I live in Poland Spring, and it's an easy getaway, and I guarantee I got a good night's sleep here.
A check of the state's reservation system found that for a weekday next week, Bradbury Mountain had the third largest number of available campsites. Tom is one of Bradbury Mountain's two campground hosts. They prep the campsites and can offer campers suggestions.
What's nice about this spot right here is the campers right here can actually go on to the nature trails either hiking or biking right from the campground, which is great. So,
park ranger Kyle Briggs pointed out Bradbury Mountain's two glamping sites.
Our tenor sites, they were constructed last year. They consist of a traditional, you know, canvas-style tent. It's on a wood platform, and it includes things like a wood stove, a queen-size air mattress, and even an extra tent to set up if you have more people.
Briggs says all visitors have to bring are linens and food. For the day we checked, Mount Blue in western Maine had by far the most available camping sites. From the campground, a short walk leads to Webb Lake, available for swimming and boating. There are hiking trails and a nature center that puts on programs. A short drive, and you can climb Mount Blue. Bruce Farnham is the campground manager.
It's become more discovered in the last few years, but still tends to be not quite as heavily visited as some of the other state parks with camping, and there's a lot here to offer families. And families that come, after they discover it, they come back year after year.
You may not be surprised that people have to discover Mount Blue, which is north of Carthage and west of Farmington. But right off Route 1 in the Midcoast is the state campground we found with the second most number of available campsites, Camden Hills State Park. Andy Kutko visited there with his family last month.
One of the big attractions there is Mount Batty, which you can drive right to the top of, and we've also got more than 20 miles of hiking trails that go up and over the ridge of Mount McGunnacook.
Kutko is not just a visitor, he's Maine's director of the Bureau of Parks and Lands. Of course, the pandemic has forced some changes. An old stone fire tower atop Mount Batty is closed because it only has a narrow stairway to the top. Face masks are needed at least some of the time when around other people. At Mount Blue, they're not renting boats to go out on Webb Lake this year. And Kutko says there are more Mainers using state campgrounds this year, fewer out-of-staters.
Just in talking with our park managers, what we're hearing a lot of is that they're seeing new faces. Mainers who have never been out and explored some of the parks are finding us for the first time. And that's great. You know, we encourage Mainers and their families to get out and enjoy the state parks, and we're hoping that those families who are using our parks will be visitors for years to come.
In other words, like John Freitas back at Bradbury Mountain.
Oh, I've been coming here since I was a little kid.
How old are you now?
63.
Thanks to Patty White for her help on this story. We have a link to the state campground reservation page at mainepublic.org. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Erwin Gratz.